Welcome. You've been granted exclusive access with Larry Wyshyn, also known as Mr. Whitetail. Larry has hunted whitetail for more than 50 years and has developed whitetail management programs on over 15 million acres during his career. He is the innovator of today's grunt techniques and the author of Trailing the Hunter's Moon and Hunting Whitetails East and West. Wyshyn is also the co-host of Winchester's Whitetail Revolution on Versus Country, and is the host of the new series, Winchester's World of Whitetail with Larry Wyshyn. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Larry Wyshyn. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be with everybody today as we approach this hunting season. Actually, I guess it's already started a few places like in South Carolina, but I know a lot of folks out there are getting ready for a great hunting season, barcher season not far away, and you know, some of the hunting season started elsewhere in some of the other parts of the country for some of the other big game species. But when it comes right down to it, I know a whitetail deer is pretty much the favorite of almost every hunter that's out there. So we're really excited about where we are, with, particularly with our show on Versus. We had a great season last year, meaning the show season itself. But also, I'll have to be very frank with you, that last hunting season was the best hunting season I've ever had. And those shows are just now starting to show up on Versus. And yeah, I'm hoping we'll have about the same kind of season this year. But whitetail deer are such an interesting critter to me as a wildlife biologist. I've worked with them for a lot of different years in a lot of different respects in terms of trying to produce quality deer and trying to produce quality habitat. So I learned a lot of lessons the hard way when it came to whitetail deer. And again, it's such a great pleasure to be on Versus and to do some things, particularly as well with the Versus Country website, such as the weekly Whitetail Rut Report. And we've been very, very had great response on that, and it just looks like it's growing every year that we do it. So again, it's a great pleasure to be here with everybody today, and hopefully we'll have some questions. And if I don't know the answer, I'll just try to make up something that sounds pretty good, if nothing else.
And at this time, we'll get started with the question and answer portion of this call. We'll take our first question from the site of Mike Brown from Catskill County, New York. Your line is now open.
You're doing a lot of work with the conservation societies. Now, how important is this to the world of hunting?
The conservation societies do such an absolutely fabulous job in allowing people to find out about the different species and the habitat. You look at things like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has done just a fabulous job over the years of not only garnering money that's been put back into buying habitat, but also in terms of research. Organizations such as the Dallas Safari Club and the Houston Safari Club, both of which I do a tremendous amount of work with, they spend a tremendous amount of money each year on research in terms of our financing research, also in terms of providing scholarships for students who are involved in all kinds of different whitetail deer, big game, small game, non-game habitat type research. So when you get really down to it, those organizations are ways for us to really promote what we believe in terms of hunting and to make more people aware of the fact that what happens when you try to manage for a quality type of animal, particularly when you're trying to manage a big game animal or a game species, be it upland game or whatever, or maybe migratory birds. When you do that kind of management to improve the habitat for those individuals or those one species, all the species that are out there benefit greatly because of habitat improvements. And maybe more important of all is the fact that the habitat itself is greatly increased and greatly improved, and that makes a lot of difference for the quality of life all the way through, not just for the everything from the little bitty invertebrates that are there to the plants to the animals, but to the human population that are there too. So this is a way that with the conservation organizations such as I've mentioned and others, that we can be a part beyond what we spend in terms of dollars on hunting, because when you get right down to it, hunting supports all kinds of wildlife conservation, be it non-game or even endangered species, because the Pittman-Robertson Act many years ago put an excise tax on all sporting goods, and that money is then gathered up by our federal government and then doled out to the various states, kind of based upon the sale of hunting license. So all these things kind of work together, but those conservation organizations are paramount when it comes to protecting our hunting rights and also protecting the animals that are there and also making people more and more aware of how important hunting is to the entire environment.
Oh, great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
It's almost a speaking point to combat those who really have a complete misunderstanding of the sport.
It is. Unfortunately, there are people who don't understand hunting nor the importance of it, but as long as there is hunting upon a particular species, meaning sports hunting, that population is going to do extremely well, because with that being the case, there is an economic incentive by not only the private landowners, but also the public landowners to make sure that that habitat stays in great shape so that those animals continue there. And that helps to support not only those animals, but as I said, but all the other species that are out there in terms of four-legged, two-legged, and winged, and even the little invertebrates. But again, more importantly, that habitat itself remains in a great shape, and that's better for all life.
Right. I completely agree. Thank you for taking my question, Larry.
Thank you so very much for calling.
And it looks like our next question will come from G.J. Moore from Somersville, Kentucky. Your line is now open.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Washington? This is G.J. Moore from Hunt, Kentucky.
How are you, sir? Appreciate your call.
I'm good. Really enjoyed the show. You got to hunt Kentucky I don't know how many years ago. I believe it was on the Gaines Trails property, and took a nice buck off of that property. And your thoughts on Kentucky's whitetail population, and if you're going to get a chance to hunt in bluegrass this fall.
I appreciate that. Kentucky is almost one of the don't tell anybody about it. Yeah, Kentucky is actually one of my favorite hunting destinations when it comes to whitetail deer. They've got great, great habitat. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of great habitat both in public and private hunting there, or private lands. They've got great animals in terms of genetics. That herd has been really well taken care of over the last many years, and the hunting opportunities that are there, it's really one of those places that's been a well-kept secret until the last few years, and people are just now starting to realize how really good the hunting is there, and also how big the quality of the deer are in Kentucky. If you go back and look at some of the more recent Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young record, you know, entries, you're going to find that Kentucky ranks way up high. And that kind of goes back to the last question that we had, is the fact that those herds are fairly well managed. That means that habitat's in great shape, and the size of antlers and the size of bodies are really a more reflection of what that habitat has the capabilities of and the existing habitat is right now. So Kentucky, when it comes to hunting whitetail deer or wild turkey or some of the other species, like I said, it's one of my favorite destinations, and I will be back to Kentucky again and again every opportunity that I get.
All right, I appreciate it, sir. Fish and Wildlife is doing a really great job here, and we hope they keep it up, and good luck this fall.
And good luck to you, and I hope to see you in Kentucky sometime.
And it looks like our next question will come from the site of Jeff Klein from New York, New York. Your line is now open.
Hey, Larry, big fan of the show. I'm wondering if you could provide sort of any insight on what you think might be sort of some of the most important traits a hunter needs to basically be successful, particularly as it pertains to whitetail.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. When it comes to being successful in whitetail deer, I think one of the biggest thing that you can have is to be consistently successful is patience. You know, most of us, it's please grant me patience and let me have it right now. You know, I don't want to wait for patience. But I think that's a very important thing to remember, is you can do a tremendous amount of scouting. You can have a great amount of knowledge about whitetail deer, their habitat, their habits, all those kind of things. But if you're not patient, you're not going to be there when it happens. These days, and be it from either past hunting pressure or just a very natural occurrence, so many of the really good bucks have a tendency to move during the middle part of the day. Most of us have the opportunity to hunt all day long, yet we hunt early in the morning, late in the afternoon. You know, if it's a weekend, oh my gosh, I got to go see this football game or that football game. And I think one of the things that's happened over the years is the deer have learned that they've really learned how to pattern us. So if you're patient, though, that means that you can sit out there pretty much all day long, be occupied, be very positive. And I think that's another thing that when it comes to hunting, is the fact that those people that have a tendency to be more successful year after year than others are those who have a very, very positive attitude. They're also not looking for excuses not to go hunting. It's too hot. It's too cold. You know, I got this to do. I got that to do. All those excuses are great, but it keeps you out of the field. So to me, the best advice that I can give anybody when it comes to trying to be successful in whitetail hunting is go hunt and be patient and be willing to wait to see what's going to come by. give that animal an opportunity, you know, maybe possibly mature, or be sure that you take the right older age animal, take the number of does that need to be come off. But again, it comes down to a matter of going out and actually being there and being patient once you get there. Those are the two best things I think you can do.
That's great. Thanks, Larry. I appreciate you taking my question.
I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much.